You are exhausted by freedom. That sounds backwards, but here is the truth. The person with no rules for themselves makes hundreds of small decisions every single day. What to eat, what to watch, what to say, whether to scroll for 5 more minutes or finally sleep. Each decision costs something. Researcher Roy Baumeister documented this phenomenon, which he called ego depletion, showing that the capacity for self-regulation behaves like a battery that drains with use. By afternoon, that battery is low. By evening, it is nearly gone. The person who thought they were living freely is actually running a constant, exhausting negotiation with their own impulses. That negotiation has a name, the willpower exhaustion trap, and most people are stuck inside it without realizing it. Now, here is where the Ta'ibat framework changes everything. In Islamic usage, Ta'ibat refers to what is good, pure, wholesome, and lawful, not merely what is pleasurable or immediately satisfying. The Quran pairs consuming good provisions with a warning against excess, making wholesome choice and restraint complementary rather than contradictory. Think of it this way. Ta'ibat is not a locked door. It is a pre-made decision. When you commit to eating, speaking, and spending within the wholesome and lawful, you are not restricting yourself in the moment. You are eliminating the moment of decision entirely. That is the paradox. Saying no in advance means you never have to say no again in the heat of the moment. The Quran also connects wholesome choice with gratitude and with righteous action, extending Ta'ibat beyond food into the full texture of daily conduct. That means every domain of your life, your words, your time, your attention, becomes a zone where the decision is already made. The science behind this is precise. Researchers studying implementation intentions found that a simple if-then plan, when this situation occurs, I will do this specific action, moves a goal from vague intention into automatic response. A meta-analysis of 94 studies found that implementation intentions had a positive, medium to large effect on goal attainment. The key idea is that the plan works by preparing the response before the cue appears. You are not relying on willpower in the moment. You are relying on a decision you already made in a calm state. For example, instead of deciding each morning whether to check your phone or pray first, you write the if then. When I wake up and my feet touch the floor, I will begin with dhikr before I touch any screen. The cue is already linked to the response. Research also shows this kind of structured intention can increase the reported automaticity of a new routine relatively quickly, rather than requiring you to wait passively for a habit to feel natural. That is not discipline through gritted teeth. That is architecture. This is where the morning coffee analogy becomes more than a metaphor. You do not debate your morning coffee. You do not negotiate with yourself about whether to make it. The ritual is settled. The Ta'ibat lifestyle, built on implementation intentions, aims to give every wholesome choice that same settled quality. The framework has 4 steps. Make the wholesome choice specific. Attach it to a recognizable cue. Prepare an alternative response for when temptation appears, rather than relying on resisting it in the moment, and recover without self-condemnation after a lapse. That last step matters. Research links self-compassion to adaptive emotion regulation strategies, including cognitive reappraisal, acceptance, and problem-solving. Self-compassion is not abandoning your standards, it is the mechanism that keeps you returning to them. Harsh self-judgment, by contrast, is associated with behavioral avoidance and rumination, the exact patterns that break routines. Remember, compassionate discipline is more durable than punishing discipline. The takeaway from this lecture is precise and actionable. True self-control through the lens of Ta'ibat does not demand more willpower. It demands fewer decisions. When you pre-commit to the wholesome and lawful across your food, your speech, your screen time, and your mornings, you convert complex moral choices into automated habits. Decision fatigue cannot drain a battery you are not using. The willpower exhaustion trap only works if you keep showing up to negotiate. Stop negotiating. Build the if-then plan. Attach it to a cue you already encounter every day. And treat every lapse as data, not failure. The next lectures will show you exactly how to build this architecture room by room, starting with the morning ritual that sets the entire day's cognitive tone. The coffee is already brewing.